This is Tell Me Your Son, Dan Salif. I'm bringing for you the names of the books in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation through story. Listen carefully. I went to Genesis Workshop through Exodus Road. On the way, I saw Leviticus recording the numbers of people at Deuteronomy. While Joshua was waiting at the beautiful gate of Judges to see Ruth calling loudly, "First Samuel! Second Samuel!" At the stage, the 1 Kings and 2 Kings of 1 Chronicles and 2 Chronicles were coming to visit Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther for the misfortune of Job, their brother. Then, they noticed that Mr. Sams was teaching his children Proverbs concerning Ecclesiastes and Song of Solomon. This coincided with the period that Isaiah and Jeremiah were engaged in lamentations for Ezekiel and Daniel, their friend. By that time, Hosea and Joel were not around. 3 days later, Amos, Obadiah, and Jonah traveled in the same ship with Micah and Nahum to Jerusalem. Habakkuk then visited Zephaniah, who introduced him to Haggai, a friend of Zechariah, whose nephew is Malachi. Immediately after the Old Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John got involved in Acts with the Romans, who were behaving like 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, who were also always at loggerhead with the Galatians. At that time too, the Ephesians, on realizing that the Philippians were close to the Colossians, suggested to the 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians that they should first of all see 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, who had gone to the house of Titus to teach Philemon, his younger brother, how to read and write in Hebrew. On hearing this, James then asked 1 Peter and 2 Peter to explain to him how 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John disclose to Jude the revelation of my journey. Yeah. That's a live still. The music of the gospel to lead us on. To God be the glory. Stay blessed.